Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us. We're going to be talking to a fascinating lady today who is, she's an author. I love to talk to authors, you know, because I think it's very inspiring to hear about people who write books or write articles or whatever in that nature. But, you know, how they go about doing it, what inspired them to do it, because everybody has really fascinating stories, not only stories about their own life, but stories that they write about or tell. Our guest today is Lisa L. Sterling. She is the author of an amazing book called Good Morning God. And as Lisa puts it, her book takes readers on a marvelously uplifting journey and encourages everyone to wake up with God by saying, "Good morning, God. I'm ready to start my day." That sounds great when you really think about it like that. She points out having a positive mental attitude helps us approach hardships much more productively and make the best out of every situation. You can choose to have a good day or a bad day. It's all up to you, and her hope is to inspire the world from hopelessness and despair to one of joy and hope, all with an unwavering faith in God. And by following positive affirmations and living by the scriptures, we can see the proverbial silver lining in any situation. That's really good advice. She has, by the way, been creatively writing since she was a child. By the time she was 12, she had crafted numerous amazing short stories, and in high school she excelled in all of her writing classes, and in college wrote for her high school or school newspaper, the college newspaper. When she graduated, I'm telling you a little bit about her background. Fact is, rather than me tell you, I'm going to get Lisa tell us about her background, because it's pretty doggone amazing what she did. And then how she came to write this book. She finally decided she was going to sit down and write a book, and we're going to find out how that happened and why it happened, because I'm sure many of you listening to this broadcast have at one time or another thought you would like to sit down and write a book yourself. So let's talk to Lisa and find out her story. She's based in Prospect, Kentucky, which is near Louisville, and it's a beautiful fall morning there today. So Lisa, welcome. Nice to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking, Jim.
You know, it's I'm Doug, and it's really nice to have you here.
Doug.
No question about that. That's okay. Let's talk a little bit about your early life. You said you were you loved writing early on. What do you think inspired you as a child? Where did that interest in writing come to you when you were a child? How did that happen? Tell me.
It started by reading, actually. My mom would read to me when I was little, and the older I got, the more involved I got into books. And then I started realizing, this is cool. I want to do this. I got to be 12, and then I thought, I either want to be a lawyer or I want to be a writer. Well, the latter won out on that one. I'm now a writer. But I've always loved to write. I would write short stories when I was little, poems, illustrations, anything I could get my hands on or think of. I would just write.
And when you got into college and started writing for the school newspaper, what were you writing there? What kind of stuff?
That was more towards the entertainment side. Like, I would do book reviews, movie reviews. Occasionally, I'd interview one of the staff at the college, that kind of thing. And I just loved doing it. And it kept me busy, and I was able to be creative while doing that. And I just really enjoyed doing it. And it helped me in high school and college with writing, because anytime it came to like a test and where you have to expand with the paragraphs, my teacher would get tickled pink. That was the best, longest paragraph I've read in my life, you know. And I did. Yes.
Well, you learn, you know, you learn. No kidding. That's great. So when you finished college, I know you said you studied criminology and early childhood education, but you went to work for another trendy magazine after you got out of college. So let's talk about what you did there. Were you writing there, or were you just beginning to learn about the publishing business? What was it all about?
I didn't really start learning about the publishing business until a few years ago. And I wrote off and on for a couple different magazines. They were just like independent ones. But the one that I really got hooked into and really loved was when I was writing for Faith Filled Family. They're based up in Canada, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And they have all kinds of segments you can write on and feature length and all that. And I got into doing that, and all that was so much fun. And I found I really enjoy writing nonfiction more than fiction. So that's kind of been my niche, I guess you could say.
Well, this was the beginning of a budding writer, you know, to write a book. Had you ever thought at that point in your career that you'd eventually write a book, or maybe, you know, think about it, or not?
I played with the idea. I was like, yeah, when I have time. I know everybody says that. When I have time, I will do this. You know, it's just never quite the right time to do that. I was married, and we had kids, and when you have all that into the factor, it's just like by 10 o'clock at night, like, I'm tired, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. So let's talk a little bit about some of the experiences in life. I mean, you talk about you have experienced grief. I know that it was a tragedy, obviously. Your husband passed away about 5 years ago, obviously totally unexpected, but that really shook up your life. What was it like during that period for you?
Well, uncertain is the word I would use with that, because you never expect something like that to happen. I knew him. I knew Bruce when I was 19, and we dated for 4 years. And then we were married for, 21, 22 years. And so when he died that year, it was a week after our anniversary. And it just really shook me to my core. It was one of those things, it makes you question everything when stuff like that happens. You either turn into your faith or you walk away from it. And in my case, I did a little bit of both. And with saying that, it just kind of things took an interesting turn for me for a while, and I'm finally back where I need to be. But because of that, I deal with PTSD. I have anxiety and occasionally depression with that, you know, because I know those things can bring stuff like that on. And it doesn't make life easy, but it's bearable. Some days are harder than other days. And it just kind of shows you, you know, who you really are and how God creates you is how you kind of get through this, if that makes sense.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and I understand that. I understand that it was when you were reading to your children one night that your little boy was fascinated by your gifted storytelling, and he was the one who first asked you to start writing books or inspired you to write your own books. Is that where this book that you've written, Good Morning God, is that kind of where it all began for you?
Yeah, in a way it was, yeah, because I love telling stories, and every night, I think my son was probably 4 at the time, and I tell him a story every night. I would just make something up off the top of my head, and he'd be like, oh, this is really cool, Mom, tell me another story, and I would, and then it got to the point, he's like, this is so much fun, you should just write a book, you're really good at this, and I'm like, well, that's not a bad idea. So that's how the idea came about, and so I started carving out time towards the end of the night after the kids would be in bed and my husband would be either playing a game or watching TV, I'd kind of go back into my little mini desk thing and I would start writing at like 10 o'clock at night and coming up with ideas, and a year and a half later, well, there you go. There was my book.
So, was that this book we're talking about, Good Morning God, or was that something else that you were writing?
It was this book, yes, that we're talking about.
Well, let's talk about it then. Good Morning God. I kind of gave a description of it, but how do you describe it to people when they want to know what it's all about? What's your definition of your book? What are you telling in the book?
Well, it's really simple. I mean, when you wake up in the morning, you're either like, ugh, another day, another dollar. Or you can wake up and go, good morning. Thank you, God. It's another day. Let's see what happens today. And, you know, it's very simple. I mean, just I fully believe that pictures tell a story. And it's a great way just to kind of reconnect with nature, have like a short devotional if you don't have a lot of time, because I know we're all working and we're all busy. And there's only so many hours in the day, you can do so much. And you can only clean your house so much, too, because, you know, that's just the way life is. But it's a way to kind of reconnect with your family and have some time with the kids and just kind of reconnect, you know, kind of bringing families together, if that makes sense.
So I guess the real question is, what do you want folks to get out of your book, those who pick it up and read it? What do you think it will, how do you think it will help them?
I think it might, I might give them another perspective if they're going through something and they just don't know how to deal with it. Or if they need a distraction for a while, they can look at something that's pretty and beautiful and go, oh, that's so pretty. I wish I was there. I'd love to stand in that corner right now. You know, and just seeing another side of places that I've been, and I go, where is that? I'd like to find out where that's at. I want to go there. Yeah, that's something I do all the time. I'll see someplace. I'm going to go back there on my next drive. You know, that's something that I do.
I know one other thing you do is help to reassure everyone who reads the book that God is with you, especially in your most difficult time, as evident in the scriptures. Obviously, you're very religious. You've gone to church and you know the Bible and things like that. Tell me a little bit about how you discovered that God is with you, especially in really most difficult times. For example, like when your husband passed away unexpectedly. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I guess everybody looks at that differently. For me, with some of the stuff that I've gone through life, I have questioned a lot. I was like, why does somebody have to keep going through things? Why do things get harder? Why are decisions as hard as they can be? And I guess when it just comes down to it, you know, and you either believe in God or you don't. You know, we have free will. We have choices we can make. We can choose to believe or not to believe. Me, I choose to believe because it's so much easier to walk through this life with God, knowing he's my anchor, knowing I can keep my focus on him, versus trying to make it out there going, I hope I can make it through the day. I hope I can just get through the day. Because I know I have this hope that this is not my home. This is not where I'm going to end up at, because I know my husband's up in heaven, and I know someday I'm going to see him. And so I can bank on that hope and knowing that, you know, I'm a sinner, and I know I screw up all the time, and I do stupid things all the time, but I know that does not define who I am. And I know that through God and through his son that gave me that gift, that gave me that price, that you are bought, you are loved. I did this for you. All I ask is, give me your hand and I will walk with you.
And I love the way you put that. That's beautiful. You know, as you read the book, as you've written, that you'll realize the beauty of God's word and how waking up to God can help you walk with him with confidence and hope that there can never be a life without him, and that he's your healer, and the one who gives you strength, encouragement, guidance, rest, peace, love, and he'll never fail you. And those are all things that are so critical to success in life. You've learned a lot in your education, your religious education, and obviously it's a big help to your life. And you're trying to help other people from what you've learned. And that's what this book, in effect, is all about, right? I mean, you've also said the book is a symbol that life is not negative. There are beautiful things to be found in, like, nature and your children and your love for all creatures, even the love for yourself. And it's because God is your creator. And that's been your salvation, no question about it. Talk to me a little bit about writing this book. You know, writing a book is not easy. You talk about you started it, you know, late at night when your husband was may have been watching TV and the kids were in bed. But did you have a schedule? Did you know that this was a book that you might actually publish at some point while you were working in those situations? Tell me how you wrote it.
Sure. Actually, I just kind of came up with ideas. I was also going through my Bible, looking at scriptures too, which ones would speak to me, and I would kind of write those down. And originally, when I started putting it together, I love coloring. I'm like addicted to coloring. I have coloring books galore. And I wanted to put those in there. Well, eventually down the road, when I was talking with the gentleman that was helping me, he's like, that's a lot of red tape. I'm like, well, okay. And so my kids and my husband are like, Mom, your pictures are really good. Can't you use that in your book? And, well, there's a light bulb moment right there. So when I called him back and talked to him, he's like, that's a great idea. Send me your pictures. Okay, I will. And next thing you know, he calls me back. He's like, no, really, did you take these? I'm like, yes, I did. And he kept asking me, he's like, these are really good. You took these? Yes, I really did. Next thing you know, he's like, oh, this is going to be so much fun putting this book together. But then I'll backpedal. So when it comes to, like, when I came to putting the book together, when I first had it put out, they gave me free rein where I could put it in any order, any way I wanted to, and I had fun doing that. And as far as, like, leading up to the point where it did get published, I just did a little bit every night. You know, some nights I would kind of do a little bit more, and I'd stop, okay, I'm done. I mean, there's no timeline or time frame when it comes to writing. It's not a 9-to-5 job. I just kind of pick up where I leave off. I go with it for a while, then I stop. It's like, okay, it's time to give my brain a rest. And that's kind of how I did it. You know, I'm not a 9-to-5 kind of person. So.
There are some writers who get up in the morning and they, you know, their day is outlined. I'm going to write for the first 5 hours until lunch or whatever and then do something else. It's interesting how you work. You said you had a man helping you. Obviously, he was the publisher of the book. Talk to me a little bit about that connection and how that was such a huge help in getting you getting the book published. Because you did have some guidance along the way. How did that happen?
Well, I have another friend. He had a book published, and I knew nothing about the publishing world. I was going in there blind. So I talked to him first, to Aaron, and I'm like, how does one do this? What do I have to do? Give me a direction. Please give me a direction. So we talked, and he gave me the name of some people in some places, and I connected with the second one, which was Westbow Press. I think the gentleman's name was Timothy or something like that when we were talking, and it was a great price at the time, and he's like, it's a project that can be finished in less than 6 months, I think he told me. I'm like, that sounds good to me, you know, and I got to proof everything that he sent me, and then they'd send it to their thing, they'd give me questions, I'd give them back my answers, and went back and forth, and towards the end, he's like, well, you're going to get so many copies. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Let me tell you, when it showed up at my house, if I could have done a cartwheel, I would have been doing cartwheels. I come running in. I was like, Bruce, it's my name. Bruce, there's my name on this book. This is my book. And he's looking at it. He's like, well, I'll be. I'm like, yeah, this is so cool seeing my name on this book. And he's like, we need a picture of this. So we take a picture.
Oh, look, I so totally understand that. By the way, folks, the book's available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble and, you know, all over the country. So it's really happened. It's a pretty amazing story. Did you have to – you talk about pictures. What kind of pictures are in the book? Are these photographs that you took or things that you drew to illustrate what you were writing about? Tell me about that.
Well, they're photos that I used my phone with, actually, from different areas that I've been in. I have, well, since I had it reprinted and rebranded earlier this year, my updated one has a whole lot more pages and a whole lot more pictures in it. But I have one where I love bodies of water. I'm just fascinated by them. I have been ever since I was little. So I have like a lighthouse of one picture. I have a one of the Indiana Dunes with the waves coming in, which is one of my favorites. I have some that are up in Alton, the where you look down, it's kind of into a valley, and you can see like the mist early morning because I love sunrises too. I'm fascinated by them.
I'm trying to get the connection between the pictures that you have in the book, and yet the book is called Good Morning God. So how do the pictures tie in with what you're writing about? Can you explain that?
Sure. Well, when I first started with, before I had it rebranded, I wanted the pictures to kind of tie in with the scriptures that I had. You know, like give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name, and you see a sunrise, and it's just like when you see something, you want to say thank you, or if somebody gives you something, you want to say thank you. And so I was trying to tie that in with, you know, the things that God has given us that sometimes we don't think of or take advantage of, and just like, oh, yeah, that's a beautiful flower. Yeah, okay. But we take advantage of the fact that God made that flower, and it's beautiful, and it's fun to look at. And so that's what I did when I first had it put out. And then when I had it rebranded and come out, republished again this year, I thought I want to try something different with it. So I still have the Good Morning God on it. And on the cover, it's a picture of a little girl praying with a cross. And then when you open it up, I wanted to make it more like a devotional kind of book. That way, you know, you can see the pictures, whether it's a sunrise, a body of water, trees, flowers, whatever. And then, you know, if you wanted to, you could like write your own little blurb or whatever comes to mind off to, on the left there, what your thoughts are. It's just like, what does that make you think of? What do you think of? How do you want to start your day? You know, it just kind of gives the person looking at it food for thought, I guess, is the best way of putting it.
I think that's a good way to put it. I'm interested to know, as you wrote the book, was your husband, did you give him chapters to read to see what he thought, to get any advice, you know, for him? Or did you let the kids read any of it? Or was this all, you know, to keep it pretty private?
I've always been a private person. And so
yeah.
I just kind of kept it that way. And I'm one of those where I was like, yeah, someday it'll probably get published. Yeah, someday. And, well, someday came, and I'm like, okay, I guess today's the day. You know, and after talking with him, and it kind of went from there as far as that goes, you know, because I'm not a very touchy-feely kind of person, and I'm not big into hugs. I mean, I'll hug my kids, obviously. They're like, oh, Mom, give me a hug. I'm like, well, okay, you know. And so... Yes. But, yeah, I didn't really want to say anything until it came out. I've always kind of been like that, though.
So. Did your husband even know what it was about? What did you tell him? Obviously, he was interested.
Yeah, he was. He's like, so what are you working on? I'm like, it's a book idea that I have. And he's like, well, you'll tell me when you're ready. I'm like, yes, I will. I'm not ready yet.
Well, I'll be darned. So was he shocked when the book actually came out and you got it in the mail, you know, was delivered? What was his reaction?
Yeah, actually, he was. It was the funniest thing because it was a small box that showed up on our front porch. I brought it in, and I sat it down. I opened it up, and he's like, is that your book? And I'm like, well, let's just see. We opened it up, and he's like, yeah, I see a bunch of Lisa Sterling, so there, that looks like your book.
I can't imagine what it must have been like. He had to have been unbelievably proud of you for doing that. By the way, did he read it?
Oh yeah, actually he did. He took a look at it. He's like, these are really good. He's like, oh, I forgot we were there. Oh, that's a really good picture. That one I'm not so sure about, but oh, I love that deer.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, to have actually written a book and gotten it published and then you get it in the mail. Let me ask you this. Have you heard from people who've read the book? And what about friends? Did you give any books to your friends? Do they know you've written the book? They often have to know.
Definitely. Actually, the way I wanted to do it, I'm very old fashioned with the fact where I believe in word of mouth is everything. I'm more that way than on social media than anything. I think social media has its place and all, but with certain things, it's just like, no, I don't think so. And I didn't want to do that with my book. I wanted to go by word of mouth. So I did some of my own marketing myself. I threw my own, planned my own like book launching party thing, I guess you could say. And at my church, and I actually had some friends and other people come by. I had like a free kettle corn stand, which some of the kids that came like, oh, free popcorn. Yes. They thought it was great. And then, I had friends that, you know, got copies of the book, and I signed everyone because I was like, I'd been practicing for years on how I wanted to sign my book when I had a book published. I always spent hours perfecting my signature. And then, I know, I'm so strange. And then I started going to, like, local daycares, a couple schools, and libraries, and just taking my book over there. And one of my favorite memories was we get in the van, and Bruce is like, what direction are we going? I'm like, I think we're going to go this way. So we just started hitting all the libraries. And he made the comment, oh, let's go get some Giordano's pizza up in Springfield, because I think they have one in Springfield or Champaign. And we got up there. We got our pizza. And we're driving by. He's like, Mr. Library. And then this one was a very big library up in Springfield because they have a section for, like, Illinois authors. I go in there, and I talk to the lady. And she's like, I'll take your book because I can put it back in our section. I'm like, oh, that is really cool. She's like, yes, it is. I don't run, but at this point, I come running out. I get in the van. He's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. This is cool. It's where she put my book. And he's like, oh, that's pretty cool. We just sat there for like 2 minutes just staring at the library like, do we have to leave? And like, we have 30 minutes. We have to leave because the kids are going to be home in an hour.
Yeah. Well, it's been an amazing experience for you. I have to ask, you've gotten one book published. It's out there. Again, everybody, the book is called Good Morning, God. It's by our guest, Lisa L. Sterling is her name. By the way, if anybody reads the book or would like to, you know, get in touch with you, you don't have a website on purpose, but is there any way somebody could get in touch with you if they wanted to, you know, reach you? How would you answer that? What would you say? How would you guide them?
You can find me on Facebook. I do like Facebook.
Okay.
That's
all
probably
right.
The best way to do that. I mean,
that's
I can think
fun.
Of. I mean, so.
Okay. So they can reach you on Facebook. And so many people, most everybody knows something about Facebook and how to reach you. So that's a good idea. Now, the other question is, are you going to follow the book up and do another one? How about that?
I'm glad you asked me that because I have, half a notebook filled with, like, ideas for following books. And so I kind of have probably 3 manuscripts going at the same time right now. I'll come up with an idea. I'll run with it. Then something else will pop in my head. It's like, ooh, okay, I'll do this one too. So I have, like, 3 of those going at the same time right now and just kind of working at it on my own pace.
Well, that is so encouraging. Well, listen, all we can say is keep it up. You got one out there. You've got one out there again. The book is called Good Morning, God. It's available on Amazon. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. It's a big deal, folks, a really big deal for somebody who actually sat down and decided she was going to write this book and look where it is now. So do another one, Lisa, and let us know. We'll talk to you again. Come out with your next book, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, listen, it's great. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest, Lisa. I know you've inspired a lot of people, not only about what the book is about, but the fact that you actually decided to write a book and got it published, because that's a big achievement in anybody's life. So we thank you for being with us. And again, folks, Lisa L. Sterling is her name, and her book is called Good Morning, God. Once again, you can get it on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble or other bookstores everywhere. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We sure do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Until then, take care. Bye for now.